Hello, welcome back to the Girls Who Get It podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Julia.
I feel like I'm gonna be useless for this episode.
I wrote them out to help me organize my
Oh,
thoughts.
perfect, perfect.
And to like, we had some on YouTube, we had some on Instagram, some in like Instagram messages. So I just wanted to like not be switching back and forth. But any that you read, I can just not read.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. So if you guys didn't see or listen to our episode from last week or see the announcement on Instagram, Julia's pregnant.
Yes. And we posted like a Q&A thing on Instagram stories to like if you guys had anything you wanted to know, which I thought I knew the questions we would get. I feel like I kind of knew what was coming a little bit, but I feel like I want to talk about it because why not? I haven't been secretive yet. And some things I'll like keep private, of course, like about my baby, but why not talk?
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's the first question?
Well, this one we got a few times. Obviously, was it planned? I'm going to try not. I know we like talked a little bit about it on last week's episode just because I had posted and stuff. So I don't want to be too repetitive or anything. I think I mentioned that, like, no, it wasn't.
Well, do you
It
want to
was.
go give a little backstory too of like how everything all like how it all happened, how you even got to this point, and like how you found out?
Okay,
Like,
yeah.
give them a little more context.
So I'd been dating my boyfriend. This was another question we got. How long were you dating before I got pregnant? Not long.
Like 2 minutes.
Like about 2 minutes. So, you know, things happen, but yeah, so we had met. Things were going really well. We were official. A few weeks later, I was like, huh, like, all my friends are getting their period. Like, where's mine? And I was having kind of symptoms. I was like a little crampy, would have expected to get my cycle like any day. And then I just wasn't. But with PCOS, which, like, I got some questions about that as well. It's not unusual for me to skip a cycle, so I didn't think much of it, but I was like, well, I'll take one anyway, like just to see, even though we were being safe. And so I took it without much thought, just like, oh, it'll probably be negative. Left in the bathroom, walked away, I was doing something, and I walked back in and I was like, oh, that's a surprise. Took another and another and another, so that's
And
how.
do you normally, like, because I mean, I know that you said that sometimes you'll miss a period or whatever. Like, how regular is it typically?
So, like, before I was on birth control, I can't even remember because it was like so long, which is what will bring me to my next point. What was I gonna say? Like, pregnancy brain so bad. So yeah, I would not be regular at all, which was the idea behind putting me on birth control so young, to kind of try to regulate my cycle, which is the main thing about PCOS, is like your cycle's really thrown off and your hormones are kind of out of balance and all this stuff. And actually, my dad texted me and he was like, oh, I was talking to this one doctor about PCOS, and I guess he had asked like how it can affect pregnancy, and the doctor was like, once you're pregnant it doesn't, because the trouble comes from your ovulation being like not normal and not regular.
That's what my doctor had told me too, because I now I don't really believe that I ever had PCOS, but I was diagnosed with it years ago, and that's what my doctor had explained to me too, that it's not that there's like an issue of getting pregnant necessarily. It's just that, yeah, your ovulation is like unpredictable and not consistent, so.
Right, which is like your periods are kind of the same, and so all that works together to make it difficult, depending, of course. So then, because of my hormonal imbalance, they would like check my levels, and they thought they might be more steady, more regular if I were on birth control for 3 months at a time, and then took a break and had a cycle, and then 3 more months. So I was like barely getting a period for a long time. And then I was taking Mounjaro, which we discussed. And there's a lot of that helped me so much. Like with weight loss, but with my cycle, I would stop the pill and my period would be there like the next day, which was not normal for me. What was normal for me was I would like stop my pill. And it would be like 4 or more days, like it would take a while, or nothing.
Interesting.
So when I was on Mounjaro, it was like super regular and it was great, which I think is, they say that it can help with, I don't know if this is like just for PCOS or just in general. Probably just with PCOS because you're irregular, but it can help people get pregnant. Kind of because of that, because your cycle's getting regulated and stuff.
Makes
Things are
sense.
like balancing out in your body. So I was on that, and I sometimes wonder like if that helped at all. But I had stopped taking my birth control because I had been on it for like 10 years, like a really long time, and I was like not really seeing anybody, and I thought like now's a good time to get off of it and see what my body does. And then I met my boyfriend, and I didn't even have a chance to like think about birth control, like getting back on the pill or getting on any kind. Didn't even have a chance, and before I knew. So sometimes I'm like so meant to be because the things that had to line up, because I didn't really have a period. I had like one. I stopped my birth control kind of like end of summer. And then we met in like December. And I had one period in that time. Not to be TMI, although there's nothing TMI here. But just to show you, like, I fully didn't expect to get pregnant. And, I really didn't. One of the questions was, with PCOS, were you surprised? Yes. Because like when I went to the doctor then, they were like, oh, when was the last day of your, or the, what did they ask you? The last day of your last period or something.
Yeah, or the first
First
day of your
day.
last period. Yeah.
And I was like, October? Like I should have had November, and I probably should have I would have been missing. No, I should have probably had December too. And then, so they were like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know what to tell you. That's what's weird, because don't know. But here we are. And so, yeah, I'm trying to find the other PCOS question. Did you have trouble conceiving with PCOS? For me, no.
Well, you were
But
never
I wasn't
trying to.
trying.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, when I was diagnosed, like as a, I mean, I was still going to the pediatrician. I was probably 13 or 14 when I was told this. They were like, yeah, you won't know if you can have, like, if you'll have trouble having kids or struggle with infertility until you try. And so I was always like, ah, maybe I will. have trouble. Turns out, at least right now, I did not have trouble.
Right.
That doctor
And
also had PCOS and she had five kids. So it really just
yeah.
depends person to person. I mean, I can't say
Yeah.
more. I didn't do anything to try. Not to say that wouldn't be the case in the future. I don't know. It's a really weird situation, I feel. But
It is. I remember when you found out and you told me, and I had so many questions. I was like, how? What?
we still
Right.
talk about it. We'll still be like what in the world? Like things had to line up so perfectly, especially with me being how I am, like irregular, and it blows my mind. I still don't get it. But so that answers about five of our questions. Was it planned? No. Did I have trouble? No. With PCOS, was I surprised? Yes. Very surprised. I don't know. It's weird with PCOS and being told from such a young age, like, oh, you might not have, like, they didn't word it to me just like that, but they mentioned it. Oh, you might struggle. And then I kind of thought, well, if I had to adopt, that would be okay or whatever, because I always knew I wanted kids. So when I found out, I was like, whoa. That's so
Yeah.
crazy.
And I know, like, I feel like we've had conversations in the past over the years too, where I know that's always been something that's like been in the back of your mind. And I feel like you always just kind of assumed you were going to have a hard time.
I did. Yeah, I definitely did. 'Cause especially with birth control, like obviously it doesn't, at least it didn't impact my body being on it long term, but I mean, I don't know. Your body spends so many years like not even allowing pregnancy to then. That's why I kind of got off the pill at first. I was like, what is this doing to me? Like, am I gonna have trouble? Let me like see what happens if I go off. And then bam.
Crazy.
Yeah, there was one that kind of went along with that, but I think it was like, what was my initial reaction? Which all of that was my initial reaction. I was just kind of like, what? But I think it took me a full week to like go through all the like just to process it. I like didn't even know what to think. My initial thought was like to be excited. I wasn't like, oh shit. I mean, I was a little bit like, because, like, of course, but not like I would have been in other situations or in other times in my life.
Do you think it's because of who it was with, or because of where you are at in your life right now, or a mixture of both?
I think it's both. Like, I'm not in my one bedroom apartment, which helps.
Yeah.
If I were, I mean, he actually owns his house too. So, I mean, we would have figured it out, of course, but I think that kind of helped. I feel a lot more established here since I moved away, obviously, with a house. I have really amazing benefits and a really good job that I like. And that makes me feel like the maternity leave I get, like, oh my gosh, I feel so lucky because it's kind of unheard of what I'm getting. It's like 5 months, and a lot of people only get three or not even three. So I feel incredibly lucky.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so I can have that time and I don't really have to worry about work. And yeah, like, all of that has so much to do with my reaction, for sure.
What was
And
his
then
reaction?
he was like excited right away. Like, it wasn't even like I think he was obviously surprised, but it wasn't like, oh no, like,
Wasn't
what are
like, gotta
we gonna do?
go.
No, oh my gosh, like from the start he was like happy, and then he would be like, well, are you happy? Because I took just like a little bit longer to kind of like understand our situation.
Process it, yeah.
And like I was feeling all, I was like a little bit worried, I was like a little bit excited, I was a little bit like all over the place, just because a lot of people were like, oh, that was fast, or oh, straight to Final Jeopardy, which I expected. Like, I'm not an idiot, but like I'm fully aware of my situation and the choice I made. Like, it is fast, so that was going through my mind. I was like, okay, that was definitely part of my first thought. But I don't know, it wasn't, oh no, my initial reaction. So I think I spent a lot of the first week just like weighing everything, and like I wanted to have the important conversations with him to like really like see where we were at, like are we on the same page about certain things, finances and childcare and parenting styles and like all of that, all in the first week. And all, I think we were together like a month at that point.
Yeah, it's
So,
crazy because it's like you're still just getting to know the person. And those are deep conversations that I feel like even people who have been together for years don't necessarily, like those aren't
like
things that
have,
necessarily come up
right.
early
And that's,
on.
but the, okay, so that's the whole thing about, oh, it's so fast, and oh, blah, 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 blah. Yes. And also, people that are together 10 years don't have these conversations. Like, people that are together, married, did everything like the normal, quote unquote, normal
Conventionally,
way, conventional way.
yeah.
They still struggle because they don't have these conversations, or they, are together and they're not on the same page. Like, that was really important to me to like see where we were at. And having those conversations definitely helped me feel like good about my decision, because like it was a decision. There's options, of course. And I just felt like that's what I wanted to do, is go forward.
Did I have another thing I was thinking too. So did he, 'cause I obviously it's great that he was excited and that he's being so supportive and involved and everything, but did it ever feel weird to you in the beginning that he was excited and wasn't like, I don't like, I feel like you'd think it would be natural to hesitate a little and be a little freaked out and kind of need a second to process and like, you
Well,
know.
yeah, I think I asked him like a couple times. I was like, well, don't you like have these
Because I
questions
don't want to
too?
be
Or
like,
like,
what's wrong with you that you're
why are
like,
you so
this that's
I know.
suspicious.
He's just so like, he's usually on the positive side of things. So it's like, oh, we'll figure it out, and oh, this will be fine, and this will work out, and don't worry about that. Like, we were talking about it the other day. He's like very much golden retriever, and so that's the energy he brings and has brought since the beginning. So like knowing that, I was kind of like, oh, okay. And he said, you
Yeah,
know,
just typical.
it's up to you in the end, but this is how I feel about it, which was helpful, because some of the men I've known would have been like, ghost, or like just
Yeah.
begrudgingly like, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm grateful for his reaction, especially because mine was so kind. It was, I don't know. It just took me a minute. So like, I think it helped that he was so like positive about it.
Yeah. But I mean it's understandable, not only given the circumstances, but also it's like for the man, they still have almost 10 months to like kind of prepare, let it sink in, process it. But it's like your body's going to start changing
Immediate.
immediately.
It's immediate.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. I know your partner is like such a big part of it, and I couldn't like imagine going through it with somebody else. And I'm like so glad that this is my situation.
I know we also like, because I don't know, there people might also be wondering this. I remember we had talked about like, what if, like he's excited and happy now, but what if like he just decides to like peace out one day, you know? And like you, I know that you did consider like, okay, if I had to do this alone, would I be able to do it? What do I still want to do this? So you did consider. That's not like you're just being like, la-di-da. Like, yeah, you were
No,
being
no.
practical and like, yeah.
And yeah, so that's the thing, like to be realistic is like if I'm anything, it's realistic. So
Yeah.
things don't work out all the time. Things don't work out if you've been together for 10 years, 15 years, or if you've been together
Yeah.
for a month. Like whenever it happens, there's so many different ways it can go.
Yeah, there's no
And
guarantee. Yeah.
right, and that was like kind of a big part of my thought process was like, you
Even
can
if you're
plan,
married, it's there's
you can
no
be married, you can plan,
guarantee.
you can
Yeah.
do all the things that you're like supposed to do, and it still doesn't go the way you think.
Yeah.
So just knowing the person he is, and like, I don't know how we are. Like I felt good, and I felt like he was gonna be a good like father, regardless like of anything. Like he's definitely gonna take care of them, and like I can't, you can't say never because there's this not like not really off topic, but there's this woman on TikTok that was like she was talking about being a stay-at-home mom. And people were like, well, you know, it might be, it's kind of good to have your own money or your own bank account or your own stuff. You never know. Like, if your husband were to, God forbid, pass away or he cheats on you or he leaves you or whatever. And she was like, well, I'm not planning on any of those things. So we don't need to worry about that. And it's just kind of like, well, yeah, no one plans on dying or getting cheated on or getting like abandoned.
Right.
But it's something you should maybe consider in case, like,
Yeah,
that's your
it's smart to
situation.
be realistic and practical and like have a plan B, C, D, E, F, like, because you really
Right.
never know.
So I was like, if y'all, like, maybe one day he'll be on the pod or something. But he's just the kind of person he is like, he's gonna be there. Like, if not only just for me, like, obviously for the kids and stuff. This baby or more future babies.
Yeah, I was gonna say kids plural. Excuse me, ma'am.
We gotta plan it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that one of the questions we had was, oh, how were you sure you were ready to have a baby with someone you met a few months ago? I hope that I answered that. Like, and I also think about my past relationships or like other guys that I talked to, and like at first it was great and then it wasn't. It feels so different even from that. Like when someone was treating me so good at first, but that wasn't real. Like, that's not what this is. So I don't know. It feels very different.
Yeah,
And
and I
it was
mean,
like,
there's, it's only, there's nothing you, I feel like, don't even need to explain that. You can't really explain that, but
I
it's
can't.
like only you would know.
Right.
So.
There was just never any game. It was never like, where do I stand? Which was so different for me. And I've definitely never met anyone like him. So I felt secure in that.
One of the questions that kind of is like within what we're talking about was, is there any religious or family guilt? And I was wondering too, I know you had told me a little bit about like how your family reacted, but how
Yeah.
did your family react and how did his family react? Like, what was, and like friends and stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone was shocked. Like, that was kind of the general, like, besides that.
Consensus.
I mean, I'll address the religious guilt. I am not religious, so that wasn't really a factor for me. So there's that. I was afraid to tell my parents. Just because I know my parents are very supportive and like they are supportive about it. My mom has made comments in the past being like, why can't you do things the normal way? The normal way, or meaning date and then get engaged and then get married and then have babies that way.
Traditional, yeah.
The traditional way. Something about me is that, did I plan to have babies before I was married? No. Was it very important to me to be married before babies? Yes and no. Like, I think society is very different now. It would be nice to have the same name as my kids, which one day, but like, I don't know. I feel like it's just a little different, like with divorce rates and stuff. Like, yes, it's a legally binding commitment, but it's also obviously very, like,
It's not the end all be all.
no, it's not. And I feel like if I have a commitment that I feel secure in, it's not like necessary. I would like to. Anyway, so I knew that's what she was gonna, what her first thought was, which it was. She did say, can't you just do it like that way? Besides that, I mean, obviously they were like surprised. My dad was like, whatever. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be good. That was their reaction. And his parents, my boyfriend's parents, were really excited. And it was funny because his mom was like, because I guess we'd been over there, or I forget.
Yeah, I was gonna ask
She.
because I know he came home for Christmas with you and met your family, but I was gonna ask if you had met his whole family before
Yeah,
this.
I met his parents and his brother like the first week we
Oh, okay.
knew each other. Like, it was very fast. But his mom was like, I knew you were gonna sit, like, I knew it. She had like a feeling, like, I guess she was telling us she came downstairs like the night or the night before, a couple nights before we told them, and she was just like crying, and she was like, they're gonna tell us that they're having a baby, like they're gonna. And she's kind of psychic. I feel like she's psychic because she's like
Wow.
really good at cards and stuff. Like, I feel like she's can
Oh, I want to meet her.
she has some powers, I think. But she was really excited. So both of our families are really supportive and excited, which is great. I mean, I can't, I mean, at first, I got a lot of the Like, rightfully so, like, oh, are you thinking about this? Are you thinking about this? Like, what about this? It's not like you don't have to rush and make this decision from like friends and family and everything, which I was already thinking about on my own. Of course. Those reactions got a little annoying after a while because it was like as if I wasn't thinking about it myself, you know?
Yep.
So hearing that like repeatedly was annoying, as if I'm not a grown adult that is considering these things and I'm a realistic person in general.
Yeah,
So it's
exactly.
like if you know me, you know I'm thinking about that.
Exactly. That's why I didn't say those things.
No, you really didn't. I had a couple friends that just didn't, and they were like, whatever you're doing, like that's I support you, which is great. And I also understand the other side of being like concerned and being like, well, what about this? But at the same time, I was like, I don't need to hear it over and over. Like, I get it. Believe me, I get it.
Yeah.
So I would say once I knew where I was at and I had like my for sure decision, like then everyone was supportive, which was nice, obviously. But yeah, there were moments where I was like, okay, like I get it. Enough.
Yeah, that I'm sure that is annoying because I feel that way even with like little things, let
Right,
alone
or
such a big decision that's like so personal and such a like sensitive topic. It's like, oh my God, okay, do you like how stupid do you think I am?
right, or it's like, oh, well, are
No
you really
shit.
ready? Only I can know if I'm ready.
Right, like,
I
oh,
don't.
great, great question. I didn't even think about that.
Right.
Wow.
And it's also just like, are you ever really ready for like one of the biggest changes you could ever make in your
Right.
life? You could know that you're gonna try for a baby and still not be ready. It's the same thing. It's like you're with your partner for 15 years and it still doesn't go the way you think.
Yeah,
Like,
it's true because even if you it's something you've been trying for and planning for a while. There's always going to be things about it that you
right.
couldn't have expected
You
or
still
planned
have
for.
never,
So,
right, you still have never been pregnant. You still have never had a child. You have never been a parent. So,
and everyone's circumstances are different. Every kid is different. So even if you're getting
right.
advice from other people,
Oh
you're,
my God,
yeah.
that's the other thing. Oh, well, we could get into that later. That drives me crazy. There's so much that it's like, it's so personal to everybody that, like, some of the, of course, my TikTok is all baby stuff and every advice comes from everywhere, but it's like, people are gonna have their own experience. Just because it's something you wouldn't necessarily choose to do or whatever doesn't mean that it's not what somebody else wants to do.
Yeah, and why try to
So.
ruin someone's experience by putting like butting in with your two cents when it's not welcomed
Right.
or asked
Or like, oh,
for?
well, you won't be able to do this anymore. No, no way. I won't be able to like go party. That's never really been me anyway,
Because
so.
you do, yeah, I was gonna say, because
Because
you
I
do
really
that so
party all the
much.
time. Like, that kind
Yeah.
of stuff just wasn't.
Also, it's not like you're 19 years old and it's like there's still so much life for you to experience.
That, exactly, that would have been a much different situation.
Yeah.
And I have traveled. I have done what I wanted to do. I can still live my life. I can still travel. I can still have girls' nights. I can still do like things that I enjoy, and I'm just gonna be a parent at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, getting all that kind of feedback at immediately was kind of like, whoa, okay, like I know. And then it was just kind of like doubling down. And I was like, I really know. And it was a lot the first week for sure. I mean, there was a lot to process, but moving on. Enough about me finding out. We have more questions. How are you feeling physically and mentally? Physically, I feel fine. Like, sometimes I have a hard time feeling like it's real because I haven't been sick. Not like really. Like, I used to get nauseous a little bit. Now I'm 14 weeks. So I'm officially in my second trimester, which is when it typically, like, your hormones kind of balance out and you feel less sick and you feel more energized and stuff like that. So, since I wasn't really ever sick to begin with, I feel pretty good. I did
That's
take two
good.
naps this weekend. I don't typically nap, and I barely napped like the first 12 weeks, 13 weeks. But then this weekend, I had to take two very long naps. So, obviously, a little more tired than usual, but still not bad. My ankle swelling. I guess this is where I'll talk about this. Like, mentally, I have mood swings to be expected because it's like me. But like, it's kind of crazy because even like knowing that it can happen, you'll be in it and you'll be like, I don't know why I'm mad. Like, I'm so cranky or I'm so upset. And you know that it's like not logical, but it is what it is. And then, like, along with that, I'll also just get like, you're doing a lot of thinking about the future, of course. So I'll get like irrationally like upset about things that haven't even happened. I'll be like, if someone kisses my baby, I'm gonna freak out. And I will, like, I definitely will. Or, like, if this happens, or if that happens, or if this person says this, or if this person says that about, like, my baby, I'm gonna. And I don't know if that's just, like, that's what happens to you as a mother or something, but it's insane. Because you're, like, not even. I've got 6 months left before I actually have my baby here with me. And I'm like, ah, oh, like, I'll get pissed. But like, I think in my head I have like certain expectations. And I go back and forth with like, oh, I shouldn't have expectations. But at the same time, it's like when it comes to my boundaries, I will have expectations. And the expectation is that people are gonna respect my boundaries when it comes to like my child or like my labor and delivery and stuff. Like, I can only hope because it would be very upsetting if not. And that kind of brings me to like, this doesn't help at all. And I should probably just delete TikTok and stuff. But people will talk about how like people act after you have a baby. And I'm just can only hope people don't do this to me. People want to come to your house right away. People want to just hold your baby, and that's so great. Except for like, I think that if you would have asked me before that it was a reality, I would have been like, oh my God, yeah, like people could come to the hospital. Now that it's real and I'm actually gonna have to go through labor and I'm actually gonna that's gonna be real life for me, I'm like, no, nobody come. Like,
Well, that's what I was going to ask you too. What are you thinking about that? Like, do you have you been thinking about like what you want your birth plan to be?
my birth plan is to like have the baby and survive.
So,
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure, like, I think when it comes to that, I should have limited expectations. That's what I've heard a lot, is like, you can't be so dead set because
You never
you might have
know.
to change. So If I have to have a C-section, that's what happens. If I mean, I know I want pain meds, like that's in the plan. But beyond that, I'm just gonna
So, like,
like
doing it all natural at home was never even an option.
no. I don't think that's for me. No. Definitely not. But something I didn't really realize before I was pregnant was how many opinions there are. And we like touched on this for a second before, but like everybody that's ever been pregnant, and even people that haven't, like even first time moms. And I understand just like sharing information, like this is how it went for me. People make videos about like things you don't need for your baby. And it's like, I saw one today. It was that it's like a freaking Nespresso for formula. It like makes it for you. It's
I've
got the
seen those,
water,
yeah.
it's got the right amount of water and the right amount of formula, and someone was like, "You don't need it, blah 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 blah." No, you probably are right. You don't need it. But some people in the comments were like, "Oh, I really like it." Like,
Yeah.
and so people have such strong opinions, and like I do as well, but when it comes to like parenting and being pregnant or childbirth or whatever, it's insane to me to be like, the one that pisses me off the most is I made the decision for myself and my own pregnant body and my baby to not eat deli meat that hasn't been like, I've microwaved some and ate it after that. I won't go to like Subway or Jersey Mike's and get a sub. That's my choice. The risk is not worth it to me personally, because the thing about deli meat is it is a higher risk for pregnant women for listeria. Like if it's there, women are at higher risk anyway for listeria. So deli meat is something that can cause it. I'm steering clear. People go fucking crazy. People are like, I ate deli meat the whole time. I had Subway every day and I was just fine. My baby was just fine. Blah, 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 blah. Like, it's insane. Like, people feel so strongly about, like, go ahead, you'll be fine. And what if I, like, am not? Like, you were, and that's good. I'm so glad because listeria is, like, deadly for mom and baby, is my understanding.
Hey, I've
But,
never even
like,
heard of it. I
right,
just
I
thought it
mean, the
was,
things you learn.
I knew it was something that some people would avoid. I thought it was because it's like high nitrate.
Nitrates. I mean, that's not good either.
But whatever,
So,
regardless, like if you choose, even if it's like something random, that's like if you're just like, I just don't want to eat strawberries anymore because I just don't want to. Who cares?
people are nuts. Because people post, like, oh, and look, the second I have this baby, my boyfriend already knows my sub order, because it's not really the same when the meat's heated up. Like, I want like a cold cut sandwich. He already knows he's got to get it there. And people will post stuff like that and be like, oh, just eat it, you'll be fine. I had it the whole time and I was fine, blah, blah, blah. But then people post the same stuff about a margarita, and you see nobody saying that, because everybody knows not to have alcohol, but like deli
Yeah.
meat
Well,
carries a risk, and people are like, who cares? Like,
right. And I was gonna say, like, there are those people too that, like, back in the day, people were still smoking cigarettes and
yeah.
drinking beer and wine and,
And the thing
yeah.
is, people are gonna do whatever they want, and that's their prerogative. Like, I'm in a on the It's like my pregnancy app has this community and people post it all the time, and someone was like, oh, I can't remember if it was like vaping or like the Zyn pouches. And she was like, I just like can't like stop. And she's pregnant. So it's like so much. There's like so many rules and so much you can't have and everything, but people go, I swear to God, people are pregnant one time and then they're like, they know more than doctors
Experts,
and
yeah.
they have no problem. I was fine, so you'll be fine. That's not true. To me, it's
Right.
like the same thing. Like, well, I drove on the highway and I made it to my destination. Well, how many
I drove
people?
drunk and made it home
And I
and
was fine. How many people drive on the highway every day and get in an accident?
yeah.
Like, do you understand what risk is? Like, anyway, I mean, if you eat lunch meat while you're pregnant, you do you. And that's the thing. Like, you do you. But the amount of people and things where it's like, you don't need that for your baby. You can eat that. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do this. All coming from like just random people. It's insane. And it obviously pisses me off. So
I was
mentally,
gonna, yeah, that's.
that's where I'm at. And it's just like everything. And then it's like you hear from parents, oh, well, back in my day, I did this and we would do this. And if it were me, and if it, okay,
Yeah,
not you.
that shit annoys me a lot too. And it's like you're already going through something that is so life-changing and it's hard and it's overwhelming and your hormones are going crazy and you're having all these mood swings. And then you also have all of that other shit, all of the external pressure
Right.
and opinions and oh, it's infuriating. It's
It's
like just leave me
definitely
in my peaceful bubble to just get through this and
right.
everybody else fuck off.
Right. Or it's like sometimes I feel everyone's like, not everyone, but it'll be about everybody else. And I'm like, hello, I am here too. Like,
Yeah.
oh, when I, you know, me and the baby, or when I meet the baby, or when I will, I'm like, but what about me?
Right.
Or it's like, that's what I get nervous about too. Like, after I have the baby, like I said, if you would have asked me before, I would be like, yeah, everybody come over, whatever. I don't feel that way anymore. Part of it's to do with the fact that I live out of state, and anybody visiting might have to stay with me.
Right.
Do I want people? Do I want to host people when I've just had a baby? No, not really. Not something I want to have to worry about. But it's like these things come up where you're like, oh God, like, what the hell? And people, I wouldn't have understood either had I not had it become real for me. And like my sister just had her babies not that long ago. So like, had I not been with her through that experience, I probably wouldn't know either. But some of the shit people say are just like, okay, that's not helpful, or that's not necessary, or really just need you to, you know, be there for me. Or like, how am
Yeah.
I?
Right.
Like, I still exist. I'm not just a vessel, like I am, but like, and then there's some people that are so great where it's like, oh, well, you know, I'll come over and clean, and which, when you really think about it, when you really sit and think about like the reality of it, there could be nothing better than someone offering to come clean. Like, when you're going through an experience like that. So hearing that from people, I'm like, wow. Like, okay, I'll be fine. Just need to like
Yeah.
relax and not let certain things get to me so much. But it's difficult, especially when your hormones are just like crazy. So,
Yeah. Who do you plan on having be at the hospital when you give birth? Or like, who do you want to be kind of like in the room with you?
in the room. I've thought of like a few different, not a lot of people. Like, I'm not putting on a show. I don't want to feel like, you know, people are like waiting on me, or that I need to like be doing anything besides like having a baby. So probably my boyfriend. and potentially my mom. And that would be it.
But you would definitely want him there. I know some people get like weird, which I don't. To personally, I'm not like that. I'm not like a, you can't know that I produce bodily functions, so stay away.
What?
But like some people, yeah, some people are weird. They're like, I don't want him to be in the room because I don't want him to see my body like that.
I mean, I can understand
Or
certain
like he
things
can be in
like.
the room, but he has to stay like by my head. I wouldn't care. I'd be like, if you want to watch and see,
That's up to you.
I don't know that I want to see it, but if you do, by all means.
Yeah, I don't think I want to see it personally. That can be up to him. I
Yeah.
think I never really had any thought about that besides, like, I knew I would want my partner with me. Already going through this process, like, I was never the type of girl to be like, oh, I'm gonna like let one rip in front of my boyfriend or like fart in front of, like, no, never. You get pregnant and things change because.
I am shocked. That's what I was asking about too, because I know you are, out of all of my friends, you have always been there. You're like, no one will ever hear me fart. I don't fart. You
No, I don't. I don't.
used to.
As far as you're concerned, I don't. Like, I'm still not the type that's gonna like walk around and be like freaking left and right wherever I am. No way, but you lose certain you have certain symptoms that just you can't help it. You live with somebody, like, there's only so much you can do. And I feel like going through this process together, he can, I don't care where he stands in the room, like, he's gonna have to help me shave one day. Like, I don't really feel, I don't know, he makes me feel really like comfortable. So I'm not worried about that at all. I don't know, if it were somebody else, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't feel that way, but no, there's only so much. It is what it is. But yeah, I don't know. When I really was thinking about it, I was like, this is not some like event. Like, it is for me and it is for him. And it's a really personal experience. I don't really need a whole bunch of people
Yeah, keep it intimate.
sharing in that. It's really intimate and like as close as I can be with some people. Like, even my sister, I think it was during COVID, so she didn't really have a choice and it was just her and her husband, and she said that that was great because, you know, if you really think about it, you just freaking gave birth. Like,
It's so
you're
overstimulating
tired, you're
and
exactly.
in
I
pain,
think I'd
in
be over
shock,
exactly. There's too much going on for me to be like,
tired. Yeah.
yeah, let's have five people in the room.
Yeah,
I
no.
know. And I think that
That's
you
it.
don't,
Like, even if
yeah,
when you're
you
just
don't
like
know
not
until.
feeling well, like if you just are like you have a stomach ache or whatever, it's like you don't want five people in the room hovering above your bed,
No,
like.
like, what's up? What's going on? Like, I'm sorry now. And even like, I know from my experience waiting for my nieces to be born, I like couldn't wait, obviously. Waiting by the phone, waiting by the phone. We didn't get many updates because she's a little busy. Like,
Yeah.
so, you know, it is what it is. I said, you know, people can get Alex's number. He can let people know, but that's not the priority. The priority is to like birth a baby and like be in that moment. I'm not gonna be like, he can, you know, respond to people or whatever on his phone, on my phone, but
Yeah.
when you really think about it, when it's like really a reality, I think a lot changes in your mind.
Yeah.
And a lot, I think, shifts priority wise. And you're like, oh, like, my baby's my priority, my family's my priority. And it's less about really anybody else.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be my priority in that freaking moment. Like, geez Louise.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot that goes through your mind, obviously. Like, and it's so funny because I feel like I have such a long way to go. Like, I'll look at the weeks, I'm 14 weeks, and I'll be like, oh my God, a lot of people go the full 40.
Yeah,
Like, I
but I
have a
feel like it's
lot
gonna
of time.
fly by.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's just nuts that you already just start thinking, like, it's like you can't even help it. Doesn't help that I have it in front of my face, like on TikTok, but I gotta limit that. One of the questions I liked, we got a couple where it was like, what are you most excited for? Which I don't know, I didn't like, I'm excited in general, but I didn't think of like specific things. The other day we were talking about like, because like as you get older, holidays lose like kind of not maybe not importance, but like the magic and everything. And it's going to be exciting to be able to like do all the fun stuff again and like see your kids experience it for the first time. So
And
like,
like create traditions.
yeah, do stuff that like maybe my parents didn't do or that wasn't really a thing. I know for one, I want to be getting like a real Christmas tree every year. So like we'll all go together and like pick a tree. This year he will obviously be very small. So he won't pick the tree, but he'll be there.
Yeah, you'll
And
have pictures.
right, and I feel like that's something I really look forward to because I always wanted a real tree. I prefer a real tree. And growing up, we like rarely had when we just had an artificial tree. And like Halloween, I was already like, what is he gonna be? Because I can't
Yeah.
remember the last time like I really, really dressed up. Or like when he goes trick-or-treating or any of that stuff. So I'm really excited for all the holidays and you like make it as special as we can. Or like his birthday, what are we gonna do for his birthday? Is he gonna have like pancakes for breakfast or like that kind of stuff? Watching my nieces like do things and like learn things and say things, it just like amazes me. So I'm excited to be there for kind of every moment. At least I
It's
hope I
going to
can
be
be.
so cute too to see them like all play together
I
once
know. And
you
I
like
was
get
so,
bigger.
yeah, for the longest time, I was like, oh, I don't know, like Katie's kids will probably be babysitting mine like at this rate. And now they're gonna be like 2 years apart.
I know, I feel like you did say that
I
recently.
thought that for sure. I was like, oh,
And they were like, oh, maybe she'll have another kid at some point, and then they'll.
give me a
But
chance to like,
yeah.
but yeah, so they'll be like pretty close in age. I have cousins that are like 2 years younger than me. And we all, I mean, it'll be different because we live far, so that's a bummer, but still, like, they'll be little cousins. That'd be cute.
Yeah, and you're close enough. Like, I'm sure you guys are gonna always see each other, like the holidays and stuff like that. So,
For sure. Like, we can always make trips and stuff, but I'm pretty excited for all of that. And just like to be able to, I don't know, not like do things my way or anything, because I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. You see, like, oh, gentle parenting or like these different styles. I'm like, oh my God.
but I think that it's, I mean, A, it's probably for the best that you're just kind of like go with the flow because, like you said, you can never plan things too specifically because
No.
you just never know what's going to happen. Everyone's different. So if you're so set on like, this is how I'm going to do things, and then it doesn't work out that way, it's like
They're not
becomes more
upset.
of an issue. So it's like, I think it's better. And it also, B, I think that makes it fun and exciting to just be like,
Yeah.
I don't really, it's like, we'll figure it out as we go along.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think I'm like really, I'm nervous and scared, of course, but like I'm also excited to just like be a mom and like figure things out for myself and like the first 5 months that I get to be home and just like with him figuring it out and with my partner, and we just kind of get into our own routines and like have our own moments and stuff. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, you've always just been, I feel like born to be a mom. It's gonna be
I
so
hope
natural
so.
for you. Yeah,
I feel like I've always
definitely.
wanted it for sure. And then you think about it and you're like, oh God, I hope I don't like ruin him.
No.
But yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot to be excited for. Like something comes up every day where I'm like, and it'll be little things too, and it'll be like, oh my gosh, my boyfriend's parents just got like this little toy tractor thing that he can like ride on, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it'll be so cute when he does that, or it'll be so fun, we can all take walks together, or is he like rowdy with him? Like hopefully they'll be best friends when he's like a toddler.
Oh yeah, has he been acting like any different, him or Puck? Have they been acting different
No,
at all?
not at all.
I know some people are like, oh, the animals can tell and they like want to be closer to you.
I feel like if he's just so like oblivious to so much, he's just like,
Oh.
ugh. But and I don't know how it'll be with the baby. Like the things that you would think he'd like care about or want to go after, he doesn't. Like Puff, he leaves Puff alone. My nieces came to visit, he didn't really, he wasn't like knocking them over up in their face or anything, so makes me feel good. Like hopefully that goes well. I think we only have a couple left. One being any baby names in mind. Yeah. We're gonna be naming him after my grandpa. So we'll announce it.
So
Probably
cute.
when he's born. I got him this little sweater that has his name on it. So when he's born, I don't want to, I don't know, sometimes I think like so lame people don't just share, but then I also feel like I've just given so much away, and like being far away from friends and family, I just like say so much over the phone that it just doesn't feel like exciting. So I really want to keep some things like,
Yeah, make it special.
yeah. So we do have his name for sure picked out. It's on a sweater. It's done. It's a done deal.
I know what
If you know my grandpa, then you know what it is. But
Yeah.
the last question, I think. Do you think you'll get engaged soon? Was like, wow, I didn't even think of that. I'm just kidding, I have.
I know, I thought I was wondering the same.
I don't think we're in like a hurry or anything. Puff just moved my computer. There she is. I don't think we're in a hurry. He has said he has a plan. But we'll see. And then, like I said, I like how I feel about marriage is like, I don't know. I always figured I'd elope, and like I don't have very serious feelings about it, but it would be nice to have the commitment and to share a name all together and to
Yeah.
have like a ring. like all the stuff that comes with it. But for some reason, I feel like the name so strongly. I'm like, I want us to have the same name.
I feel the same exact way about when it comes to that stuff too.
Yeah. So just 'cause then I'll feel more a part of, like, obviously the baby's gonna come out of me, like obviously I'm a
Yeah.
part of it, but still, I don't know.
Feels like a more official family, like you guys are a little group.
Yeah, like we're a little group, exactly. Just depends on when. I'm not like bugging him every day or anything.
But I
He'll be like,
hope that it,
oh.
whatever he, decides how he decides to go about it, I hope that it feels special, and doesn't, because I feel like sometimes people are put in that situation where it's like, oh, well, we're having a baby now, so I guess let's just get married. And then
You just
that just
have
kind of,
to.
it becomes a thing that you just kind of are like getting done to like check it off the
Yeah.
to-do list. And it
Yeah.
kind of, it can lose like the special romantic aspect of it. So
I agree. I think whatever, oh my God, I can't talk. Whatever he comes up with, I think will be nice.
yeah, he
He's very
sounds,
thoughtful,
yes, I was gonna
so.
say, and like super sweet. And yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then, I mean, we're not in a hurry or anything. We don't, it wouldn't be like engaged, married, like baby.
Yeah.
So, we'll have like a wedding. We already talked about how the baby would be like in the wedding because that's just what it would be. But I hope I covered everything and I hope I wasn't too repetitive because I know we talked last week. But now you guys know everything. And next week we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yes.
And we'll have a new fresh topic.
Yeah, we have some interesting ones coming up. So make sure that you are subscribed to our
Yeah, I'm
YouTube
so looking.
channel. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah. Bye, TTYL.
Bye.